Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of October 2019. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has lowered its key lending rate or the repo rate by 0.25% from 5.40% to 5.15% in its fourth bi-monthly policy review. This is the fifth straight cut in its rates by the RBI in 2019 in a bid to reduce borrowing costs for home and auto loans. Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence awarded to a man for raping and murdering a two-year-old girl in 2012, saying he had no control over his carnal desires and surpassed all natural, social and legal limits just to satiate his sexual hunger. Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence awarded to a tantric couple accused of murdering a boy by performing the ritual of human sacrifice. The court observed that they were not possessed of the basic humanness and that they completely lacked the psyche or mindset which can be amendable for any reformation. Supreme Court has observed that no judge can claim that he or she has never passed a wrong order while observing that disciplinary action should not be initiated against a judicial officer merely for passing wrong order unless there is evidence of extraneous reason. Supreme Court has ruled Section 14 of Limitation Act, 1963 would be applicable to the proceedings under Section 34 of Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996 if the petition filed under Section 34 at the first instance was within time. Supreme Court has observed that the availability of an appellate remedy in terms of the provisions of Code of Civil Procedure can be construed as a total bar for the exercise of supervisory jurisdiction under Article 227 of Constitution of India. Chhattisgarh High Court has granted bail to former MLA and Janata Congress Chhattisgarh, J, State Chief Amit Jogi, arrested last month for allegedly giving false information in an affidavit submitted by him during the 2013 State Assembly election. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that authorities cannot be directed to issue certificate that a person is an atheist and does not belong to any caste, religion and does not believe in God. The court asserted that undoubtedly the freedom of conscience under Article 25 of the Constitution of India encompassed in itself is a freedom to an individual to take a view that he did not belong to any religion. Madras High Court has permitted the state government to erect banners from the Chennai airport till Mahabalipuram town, 60 kilometers away, to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping, who will have an informal summit in the town. The court stated that permission was not required as the ban on flex banners was applicable only to political parties, while also making it clear that the banners must be erected in a manner that does not cause inconvenience to the public. Special Court has observed that former Union Minister P. Chidambaram will have to remain in Delhi's Tihar Jail till the 17th of October, but he will be allowed food from home, a request he made earlier, citing health reasons. The Central Bureau of Investigation, which arrested the 74-year-old in the INX media case in August, said they have no objection to food being sent from home and he will now get home-cooked vegetarian meals. Reserve Bank of India has enhanced the withdrawal limits for depositors of the scam-hit Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank, PMC, to 25,000 rupees from 10,000 rupees per account over the next 6 months. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has clarified that there would be no blanket ban on Indian companies wanting to buy stakes in overseas firms, which already have investments in India under the automatic route. An approval from the Apex Bank would be required, though,